I have two readings this morning. The first reading is from Rebecca Solnit, who's a journalist, and this is from 2015. She said, "American history is dialectical. What is best about it is called forth by what is worst. The abolitionists and the Underground Railroad, the feminist movement and the civil rights movement, the environmental and human rights movements were all called into being by threats and atrocities." She says, "I was born during the summer the Berlin Wall went up, into a country in which there weren't even words, let alone redress for many of the practices that kept women and people of color from free and equal citizenship, in which homosexuality was diagnosed as a disease and treated as a crime, in which the ecosystem was hardly even a concept, in which better living through chemistry didn't yet sound sinister, in which the U.S. and USSR were on hair trigger alert for a nuclear Armageddon. It was a world with more rainforest, more wild habitat, more ozone layer, and more species, but few were defending those things then. The world gets worse. It also gets better. This is Earth. It will never be heaven. There will always be cruelty, always be violence, always be destruction. We cannot eliminate devastation, but we can reduce it, outlaw it, undermine its sources and foundation. These are victories. After September 11th, 2001, people felt, along with grief and fear, a huge upwelling of idealism, of openness, of a readiness to question and to learn, a sense of being connected and a desire to live our lives for something more, even if it wasn't familiar, safe, or easy. Nothing could have been more threatening to the administration, and they did much to repress it. But that desire is still out there. It's the force behind a huge new movement we don't even have a name for yet, a movement that's not a left opposed to a right, but perhaps below against above, little against big. If we could throw out the old definitions, we could recognize where the new alliances lie. And those alliances of small farmers, of factory workers, of environmentalists, of the poor, the indigenous, the just, the far-seeing, could be extraordinarily powerful against the forces of corporate profit and institutional violence. Left and right are terms for where the radicals and conservatives sat in the French National Assembly after the French Revolution. We're not in that world anymore, let alone that seating arrangement. We're in a world that, for all its ruins and poisons and legacies, is utterly new. I'm hopeful because the future is dark, meaning inscrutable, unknown. As long as we're here, we might as well live by our principles. And the second reading is from Inazo Nitobe. He was a professor in Tokyo in the early 20th century. He was assistant director general of the League of Nations. He was a Japanese samurai warrior who became a Quaker pacifist. Listen to what he says. Very simple. "I ask for daily bread, but not for wealth, lest I forget the poor. I ask for strength, but not for power, lest I despise the meek. I ask for wisdom, but not for learning, lest I scorn the simple. I ask for a clean name, but not for fame, lest I condemn the lowly. I ask for peace of mind, but not for idle hours, lest I fail to hearken to the call of service."